Two musicians from Philadelphia recently brought home the Grammy for Best Classical Solo Vocal Album for their record showcasing the unpublished songs of a forgotten black female composer. WHYY's Emily Neal has more.
When soprano Karen Slack and pianist Michelle Kahn went up on stage to accept the Grammy Award on February 2nd, they wished a third person could have been there with them, basking in the recognition. That person is American composer Florence Price.
Write me the place of thy soul, O loveliest spirit in thine.
All 19 of the songs on the album Beyond the Years were written by Price, who in the 1930s became the first black woman composer to have her music played by a major American orchestra. But much of Price's work was overlooked at the time due to her gender and race. Kahn says Price had an uphill battle.
Florence Price sent letters to the director of the Philadelphia Orchestra at that time, and they were ignored. She sent her symphonies to every New York Philharmonic, to all the big orchestras, Boston Symphony. She was ignored. They would not take her seriously. They would not play her music.
Slack says it's clear that it wasn't a rejection of Price's music.
Her pieces rival Schubert and Brahms and all these great European art song composers that we revel. Like, those are the ones that we have to master. That's the reason why she was kept out, because she was a bad girl, you know, in a very good way, in an amazing way, right?
After Price's death in 1953, her work was mostly forgotten, until boxes of music were found in the attic of her former summer home near Chicago in 2009. Out of those boxes came most of the songs featured on Beyond the Years, the majority of which had never been recorded. Kahn says she fell in love with Price's writing in 2016 when she first heard one of her piano concertos.
When we put this album out there, it was because it is great music. You know, sure, of course it had an impact because she was a black woman. And for us as black female artists, that was inspiring to see ourselves represented in the past. Of course, specifically, it had a personal significance for us to pursue this as the way that we did. But ultimately, we wouldn't have pursued anything if we didn't believe in what she had to offer.
Kahn says Price's work should have been recognized long ago.
Florence Price should have been able to get Grammys in her time. You know, she should have been able to get all the awards, every award. I mean, she was a fantastic composer. At the same time, you know, she didn't. And we're now understanding her impact and her genius, and it's a beautiful thing. But at the same time, so it's bittersweet, right?
Now, more than 70 years after her death, Slack and Kahn's award-winning production has ensured Price's work will continue to be played and cherished by future generations. Emily Neal, WHYY News.